Hello, this is Michelle Savage. I'm with Experial US, and we're here talking to Paul Pendler, Executive Director in Ernst & Young's National Audit Office. Ernst & Young is the gold sponsor for the Experial US National Conference, November 9th and 10th, taking place in Philadelphia. And we want to welcome Paul. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Michelle.
Paul, we're going to talk a little bit about Experial findings to date. And this is really the second of a series on observations that Ernst & Young has made about the Experial submissions going into EDGAR. And the first question I have for you is, we were talking a little bit about quality issues. And I'm just curious, were there specific areas where registrants had quality issues in the data that they were producing in XBRL?
Yes, Michelle. We've worked with dozens of registrants in assisting them to get their XBRL exhibits up to the quality levels that they desire and get submitted to the SEC. And as a result of working with those clients, we've seen a number of issues. Specifically, on the tagging side, we've seen a common issue that a lot of the registrants are not selecting the narrowest tag available. Often they select broader tags or the third-party service provider does, and often due to lack of familiarity with the Experial US GAAP taxonomy, they're not able to identify the most narrow tag, which of course is required by the SEC. In addition to that, we've seen that registrants frequently just focus on the definition and don't also include in their assessment of the tags the other required attributes such as tags period type and tag type, which of course is also required by the SEC. In addition, we've seen companies with challenges associated with picking the incorrect reporting period dates and determining the appropriate level of taxonomy dimensions. The SEC requires that not only our line item tags need to be selected, but any type of member dimension attributes also need to be determined, which is challenging for a lot of companies. And lastly, we've seen challenges related to the actual values being put into XBRL exhibits associated with putting the incorrect sign, you know, positive or negative with the value, as well as the decimal settings. So those are just some of the things that we've seen that many of the registrants were challenged with this past summer.
What can companies do to try to eliminate some of these quality issues?
Because the vast majority of preparers utilize a third-party creator, the first thing companies can do is have a solid understanding of what their responsibilities are compared to what the EDGAR filers or third-party creators' responsibilities are. Because there's a wide array of rules that registrants have to follow in order to meet all of SEC requirements, it's very important for them to be aware of all those areas in which they have to provide review and feedback to the registrant, much more than just the selection of the tags.
Any other ideas on resources that companies should take advantage of?
Companies should also be looking at the range of the different software tools out there that can be used. Not only are there independent software vendors for validation tools, but XBRL US has a consistency check suite, which could provide benefit to companies as they go through their review process.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We hope to see everyone at the National Conference in Philadelphia, and we'll see Ernst & Young there as well. Thank you.